in today what they call the great judgment of how God sees us at the last judgment and says, I was hungry, you didn't feed me, I was in prison, you didn't visit me. The Christian gospel is not a gospel of secrets, of simple or complex solutions that are only available to the chosen few. Christ always tells us the gospel is so simple that we have to be as children when we accept it. Sometimes we begin to assimilate philosophies and manners of thinking that are contrary to the gospel and forget, as today's gospel reminds us, that the way to true mysticism, spirituality, religion is not complex. Look at your neighbor and you have to see God. Look at the way you treat your neighbor and that is the way you treat your God. It's that simple. It's not complex. When did we see you hungry or thirsty? When did I consider you a pain in the neck, God? When did you bother me because you were my neighbor, my boss, a member of my family, and I found you to be inconvenient? I found you to be a burden on my time, on my nerves. When did I see you? When you saw the least of my brethren, you saw me. Now, this doesn't mean that Christians are weak-boned, have no backbone, or little wimps. Being a Christian means being tough, being a person of principle, but also being a person who listens to the whispers of God in his heart saying, the way I have treated this person in my family, is it simply a matter of habit? Am I treating them because I've developed an opinion over time and not giving them a chance to change? How am I treating my God? I was hungry, you didn't feed me. I was in prison, you didn't visit me. And we might say, but I thought you were a loser. I thought you were gone. I thought you were a hopeless cause. Whatever you did to the least of my brethren, you did it to me. You want to be mystical? You want to be spiritual? You want to be really a person who follows the heart and is close to God? It's as simple as being nice to a child, being nice to someone who's not nice to you, looking and using your mind. And perhaps it's deeper than simply being nice. How can I make this relationship better? How can I take care of myself while also taking care of them? It's not simplistic. It's simple, but it demands thinking. It demands praying. It demands working on relationships because those relationships are our way to get close to our God. You cannot separate yourself from the dysfunctional people amongst whom we have our place and consider yourself a spiritual or a mystical or a religious or even a good person. Because those people are put there, if you're stronger, take care of the weak. If you have more insight, use that insight to help those who don't have it. Whatever God has given you is not simply for your use, but for the use of the community and from the people that you share your life with. Slava Isusu Christu.